All right, everybody. Welcome back to Wasted Attentions Podcast. Today, we have a very special guest on the line from the band Of Virtue. We've got Damon calling in. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Awesome, man. Thanks for coming on.
Not a problem.
You know, it's interesting the way that we kind of went to contact you. With all due respect, I've never heard of the band before. I actually was at the Hobart Art Theater a couple weeks ago and saw you guys open up for King 810, and man, you guys just blew me away, and I knew that we had to get you on the show. That was quite the stellar performance you had there.
Well, thank you very much, man.
No, it was a pleasure, man. I have to ask you, playing in a movie theater with seats, that had to be super weird and not traditional what you guys are used to.
Yeah, for the most part, we've played movie theater style places like Soma and Cindy and a couple of other venues. There's another one, I think, in Washington.
Okay.
So we don't come across them very often, but they're interesting when they come up.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine, man. I enjoyed how you guys were calling for people to come up near the front. I can't remember exactly what it was that you said, but like, this is kind of awkward for us. You guys need to fill up the front here, because there was like a shit ton of people just like hanging out in the back. It's like, what are you doing, man?
Oh, yeah.
But no, seriously, you know, there's not a lot of bands these days that I will see live and just completely just kind of alter my perception on what really is out there right now. And, you know, I ended up going home. I ended up talking to these guys about the band, shared a bunch of links. I was like, you guys got to check these out. And we checked out What Defines You. And, man, it's really hard to describe what this album is, at least from the listener's point of view. Like, the thing that I was trying to think about to talk to you was like, how can I convey what this album made me feel like? And the overall message to me was like, this shows vulnerability in the writing as far as how you feel and how you interpret your feelings, but it also shows you that you can overcome whatever's on your plate. Like, it's that perfect mix of, hey, there's things in my life that are really shitty, but also, I have the power within myself to make those changes, and it was such a positive and uplifting message on this album overall.
Oh, yeah, no, it's one of the albums where, lyrically, we wanted to construct it in a way where it takes you on a journey.
Okay.
It's multiple stories from all of us, but kind of through the lens of one character. And the backdrop, I guess, I don't know. We take some of our favorite albums like Linkin Park, Meteora, like the sonic diversity of that.
Okay.
But the vulnerability of Mike and Chester, and then they being able to kind of make it cohesive without it becoming stale or monotonous. Like, that was one of the goals that we had for it. So
no,
in a more basic sense, it was like, just show who we are in all ways.
It did. There wasn't one specific genre that I felt that you guys had stuck to for that entire album. I mean, you had quite a handful of songs that really did keep your attention. And obviously with Thanks for Nothing, that was such a really well-written song to kind of get that commercial aspect of it with not making it feel cheap or watered down. It still came across really organic, and it had that catchy hook.
Oh, yeah. And that's one of our favorite songs, not only to play live, but it's like, in the studio, it was one of the quickest ones that popped up, because I originally actually had a demo for another song, but I couldn't sleep the night before, so I was staying up, and I was like messing around playing some guitar, and came up with the main riff, and I was like, oh, let me try to incorporate this into what I had that was existing already.
Right.
It turned out that it didn't work, but I just liked the riff, and I liked the chorus. Our producer, Josh, we just went in there. I was like, hey, have these two basic things, let's, you know, figure out something. And
right,
you know, it's kind of lightning in a bottle. Just 20 minutes later, we have the structure of the song, and then went through with Tyler with the lyrics and everything else, and there we go.
That's awesome, man. Now, I know you said you guys all work collaboratively together because you all obviously have different influences. Was there a main writer of the vocals versus the music, or was it legitimately just everybody piece by piece together?
For us, like, the bulk of the music, but everybody does have their input. So Mike will come in, he has his ideas of like what he wants to hear. John, that, you know, he does his thing. You know, he'll be like, hey, I would like this thing, or I feel a certain way with this.
Mm-hmm.
Lyrically, Tyler and myself will split the writing duty.
Okay.
But it's kind of nice because there'll be a point where, you know, he'll come to me with an entire song and be like, this is what the case happens, these are the melodies, blah, 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 blah. And it just works. And there's no need for any of us to go through and edit it because it's like, it sounds great. Vice versa, if I come up with some melodies and lyrics for an entire song, I've shown him stuff.
Right.
Where he goes, yeah, I like it. Let's go. Let's work with it.
It's awesome because it's not complicated. It sounds like you guys have this down to it just being this equal partnership, and it just comes across super clean.
Yeah, it's at the end of the day, you pick the strongest ideas, and we all understand, like, hey, sometimes, like, hey, something might not get used, but it's not the be-all, end-all. It's just like, all right, hey, we know you can do better, or we know we can make this idea what you think it can be. So
right. That's excellent. You know, it's crazy when you obviously, as a music fan, and you jump into a band and you're trying to understand what they've been through and what their catalog has been and basically what have they accomplished leading up to the time that you have seen them or gotten into them. I cannot believe the amount of touring that you guys have been doing over the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you guys are clearly, you know, road ready and professional. Where are you guys at right now? Who are you on tour with?
So right now we're on tour with Upon a Burning Body.
Okay.
And Speaking with Ghosts. And we're about midway through this tour. We're heading to Denver right now.
Oh, okay. So you guys are literally on the road to Denver right now.
Yes, I'm in the van.
Fantastic. What a great way to pass the time with these assholes from Chicago, right?
Oh, you're not an asshole.
I love it, man. No, it's really just an awesome thing to come across when you find a band and the music and it clicks. I mean, even while we were getting ready for the setup, we were talking about you guys and singing along to a couple of the melodies. Now, I know you said... obviously, Thanks for Nothing is one of your guys' favorite tracks. Is there a specific track for you off the album that really is your ultimate favorite? Or?
Ooh. It's a hard one. I would say in live,
mm-hmm.
No Control.
That's a badass song.
The opener track.
Yep.
We open with it live. And set the tone for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alone would probably be my overall favorite.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Alone, Suffer, and Pictures of You.
It's awesome. Pictures of You is awesome.
Those are all great.
Yeah. For me, Surrounded was like, holy shit. Like, where did that come from? That was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, it was just the way that you guys put on the show, like I said, is that you guys come across as professional. You come across as you've done this quite a few times before, and you guys know how to control that crowd to where you still have those quote-unquote metal kids up there shoving around and getting all rowdy, and you guys have those parts where it kind of gels and clicks where it's a little bit more of the singing, but you still have that intensity brought up the entire way, and that's a really, really hard thing to do these days, man, so kudos to you guys on that.
Thank you. And yeah, that's, you know, I guess the byproduct of the touring and being able to play across so many different demographics of people. It's like,
yeah,
I guess we want to show, like, you know, I'm a metalhead. I'm a hardcore dude. I love hard rock,
mm-hmm.
you know, indie rock, hip hop, just music in general. And it's like, when you come to a metal show, metal is such a broad term. It's like, nobody wants to see nine bands of the same thing.
Right.
It's like, we just come with our flavor. Even like you said, when you saw us with King, it's like King is its own, they're in their own stratosphere.
Yeah, right.
Like straight up. But the thing is, we're not trying to be King. We're not going right. to try to do that. We're going to come there, you know,
yeah.
we have melody, we have singing, we have riffs,
mm-hmm.
but we're also going to bring an intensity to where somebody goes, oh man, you know, I'm not used to the singing or I'm not used to this. But I'm still bobbing my head and I'm still getting into it. And it's like, mm-hmm. there we go. That's what we want to see.
Hell yeah. you know, we had obviously stuck around for King 810 as well. And the probably the last time I saw them was right when the last album came out and they were playing, I can't remember if it was like Uproar or one of those tours. And it was really interesting because, you know, David's out there and he's covering himself up in mud. And I was like, man, I've never seen anything like this. And then seeing them stripped down in a really small club setting, it was like this like artistic piece that I wasn't even like up moshing or anything. I was just like sitting there watching. Like you had to take it in as a whole. Like it was like this theatrical, I guess I don't even know what I'm trying to say. It was just super different, you know, but crazy.
You know, you can see a different side of them. Like when they're playing like the big festivals or mm-hmm. we play a big festival or anything else, it's like most of the time it's get in, bangers, get out.
Right.
But when you have the chance to headline, you can pull different stuff out of your hat. You can show different sides of your band.
Right.
And a band, you know, especially like King, mm-hmm. they are heavy, mm-hmm. but they have the orchestral side to them. They have like the more spoken word Johnny Cash style.
Right.
Storytelling side of David's, you know,
yeah.
mind that you can see in that.
Oh, that's awesome. And do you, I mean, and I'm not trying to, you know, we don't dig on dirt or we don't do anything, but like off the stage, are those guys all real down to earth or are they just kind of more straightforward?
Oh, they're both. They are all straight shooters.
Yeah.
You know, what they talk about in their music mm-hmm. is true. It's, you know, stuff that they've lived, they go through living in Flint, the right. parts of Flint that they come from are not the nicest places in.
Right.
There's still ongoing stuff there, but they keep true to it. They stay real to it. We've known them and had the pleasure of being friends with them for a long time.
That's awesome.
So.
Hell yeah, man. Well, that's cool. You know, it's real humbling to hear how things kind of work behind the scenes because, you know, from our perspective, we see these bands and they completely melt our face off. It's fucking awesome. You get the pleasure of seeing these bands for like an hour and then you're kind of like left to like ask all these questions. I don't know. It's cool coming from the fan point of view, being able to talk to somebody and kind of know how things are on the other side, you know, like even just knowing you guys are on your way to Denver right now and you chose the time to talk to us. So that's awesome, man.
Oh yeah. Well, the crazy thing too is like, and I even sometimes have to keep perspective of it is like bands are human beings. They're
yep.
comprised of people.
Hell yeah.
People have feelings and emotions that are not just based on the,
for
what
sure.
happens on the stage. So
for sure. No, it's true, man. You know, and the business side of things I can imagine can get so cluttery because, all right, hey, here we are. We're going to play for an hour. Hey, stop by the merch table. We're fucking exhausted and sweaty as shit, man, but we're going to give you everything that we can. And you guys make yourself really accessible. And that's something that a lot of bands won't do these days.
Oh yeah, and whether it's part of their image or sometimes people feel like, you know, hey, I've gotten myself to a point where it is because, you know, I show up, I sell some merch, I might sign something,
yeah.
take a picture, and then I'm out. It's like, you know, we're fortunate for the success that we've had. We're fortunate for the recent success and everything else, but we'll never get to a point where, like, you know, we aren't going to be able to be accessible to people
right.
or to be able to talk or touch, because I think that's a part just of us. Like it helps build that connection to where, you know, you'll want to come back and see us
for sure,
talk to us. And maybe, you know, it's like, if we don't get a chance to talk this time,
mm-hmm.
you can talk to us online or next time.
Yeah.
And we just want to be able to, like I said, go around the world, have friends and family anywhere. And, you know, be a support system for people and
yeah.
or us. We also might, you never know, you might need something in return. I mean, how many horror stories have you heard of bands traveling or touring and something happens, you know, your shit gets stolen,
yeah,
you break down or anything else. And it's like, if people think that you're just a rock star, you have everything taken care of, it's like, oh no, you're good, you're all right, you're this. But it's like, if you expose yourself and you're like, hey, you know,
no, that's true.
I need help,
right,
I have this or da 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 da, and it's like, oh, if you have that connection with somebody, you're more prone to be like, hey, I will go out of my way to help them, because guess what? They went out of their way when they were here. They didn't have to go out to eat. They didn't have to sit there and talk just about life if they were going through something or if we were going through something.
Right.
So just building that relationship, genuinely.
Absolutely, man. No, it's crazy. Like you said, it just shows that you're a human being. And, you know, even watching you on stage, man, you know, there's a lot of bands that won't even make eye contact with you. But Jesus Christ, man, you're a pretty big fucking swole dude. You're all over the place, and you're making sure that everybody up front knows that you see them. You know what I mean? And that's awesome.
100%.
Yeah, hell yeah. Also, too, now all the information I have on you guys is just directly off of your website. So I just want to make sure with what defines you, this is off of Sharp Tone Records?
Yes.
Okay, so what can you tell me about your relationship with them?
I mean, they're awesome. Sure, Keith is the man. He gave us a chance. Mm-hmm. Get to that next level. It's something that we've, you know, dreamed of doing for a while. Like, you know, most people, when you start off in bands, are like, hey, you want that recognition or that co-signature of like somebody else being invested in your passion, into your work. Right. And he came along at a time when I think we needed, you know, we did need a little bit of help, mm-hmm. but we were also doing stuff on our own to where he's like, hey, I want to work side by side with you. It's not just, you know, I guess, you know, giving you this or giving you this. Like, we have our thing, he has his thing. And we can work together to get to the next level for both of us. So.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Well, yeah, we wish you nothing but success, you know, especially being out on the road right now, obviously being safe. Keep doing what you're doing. Obviously, you're out supporting the new album, What Defines You. People out there who are listening to the show definitely need to check this album out. I know that I suckered our co-host into this, too, who are totally into it. I know that you guys are obviously on your way to the next venue, so I'm not going to keep you. I do want to ask you one final question. What we like to do is when we interview artists, we like to ask them from their point of view, what is their mosh pit etiquette? What is something that you can tell music fans that are listening to this right now for advice in the mosh pit? What is your one thing that you would like to be known about that?
Mosh pit etiquette. So, you know, pick each other up, watch out for each other. And yes, we understand that things will get rowdy. Sometimes they can get violent, but everyone there is there to have a good time, and it should not be a place to intentionally hurt people. Like, if we see that or anything else, then it's like, we're going to do something about it. If you are intentionally targeting people or just like punching or just starting fights just to do it, it's like, there's not a place for that. We understand that there's a stigma, like, you know, people, like normal people, regular people, they'll see moshing or hardcore dancing or anything else, and it's like, oh, they're hurting themselves or beating each other up. They don't understand it. And it's like, no, it's therapeutic in a way that like wrestling or judo or any type of like physical, you know, interaction with another human being is cathartic. But there's also a way of doing it that you can, you know, I'm not going to say not hurt each other, because sometimes you need a little bit of that pain to kind of feel alive, but you're not going in there to maim or intentionally just like, you know,
right.
cause people the most physical harm possible.
Yeah.
So it's just be respectful, watch out for one another. And if you do see somebody that's, you know, in a little bit of trouble or they might look like they're in over their head, push them to the side.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hey, you know,
yep.
Calm down, watch the band, enjoy the energy from the side, but just, you know,
exactly.
Eyes and ears, be observant.
Awesome. All right, Damon. Listen, man, thank you so much for your time today, man. We'll definitely be sharing this on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff. We'll make sure to tag you guys.
Awesome, bro. Thank you very much.
No problem. You guys stay safe out there. Thank you for your time.
Not a problem. Talk to you soon, all right?
All right, you got it.
Thank you.
Bye.